It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, mama. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Tuesday, and we have a bunch of different directions we are going tonight on a Tuesday, so bear with me. Email roundup's going to be part of it because I have been so neglectful and I have like 100 of them stacked up now. I'm going to churn and burn through those. I know it's a thick stack, Chris. I just said it's a thick stack. I don't need you reinforcing the things I already said. No, don't start a tally either. I'm going to get to lots of them tonight. All right, so there's going to be email roundup. We're obviously going to keep you posted if there's something to post throughout the show about the primaries that are happening tonight. I don't think you're on the edge of your seat about the primaries that are happening tonight. I'm not either. I'm simply doing it so you don't have to turn off. So we will keep track of that for the whole 3 hours and keep you posted on primary stuff. We have a shocking development about the FBI. Not in Washington, D.C., in Michigan. We'll tell you about that. We have teachers' unions firing white people first. That's actually in writing. We have New York City public schools keeping the COVID protocols. Why? When nobody else is. We're going to make fun of Starbucks. We have a female actress. I guess all actresses are female. We have an actress whining. All that and so much more tonight coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I'm going to begin somewhere completely different. You have probably not heard or seen anything about this all day, and you most definitely have not heard anybody talk about it for any length of time. But I saw a headline this morning. It was one of the first headlines I saw this morning, and it kind of jarred me a little bit. The headline is this: 9/11 Tribute Museum closing its New York City location after more than 15 years. And I just bear with me a moment, and we're going to get to all the FBI news and Biden signing the Inflation Reduction Act into law, and we're going to get to the New York City public school thing and Bill Gates. We're going to get to all of it, but I need to take a minute. Because I know you remember 9/11. I guess if you're old enough now, I'm finally at the age I have to say, if you're old enough, you remember 9/11, but I know you remember 9/11, and I have told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again, and I know you have your own story. I remember where I was. I was in the Marines at the time. I was not one of the super patriot people who joined the military after 9/11. I was in beforehand. I joined the Marines in peacetime, right? And I was in the infantry. And part of being an infantry Marine is you have to do PT, physical training, exercise. You've seen it in the movies. I don't have to explain it to you what it is. It takes all different forms, but there's a lot of running and push-ups and sweating and throwing up in misery. That's just kind of out of whatever. It's part of being a Marine. And we had barracks. Now, I want you to picture barracks. Everyone who's in the military listening to the sound of my voice is rolling their eyes. Remember, a lot of people didn't serve. If you are on your home base, there are bases all over, you generally have a barracks. Think of it simply like a college dorm, only if you're in the Marines, it's a lot worse. But that's what it is. It's a big building, bunch of different rooms, like a cheap hotel, basically. We had just gotten back from morning PT, and when you get back from morning PT, they'll cool you down. You walk for a little bit first, and then you do a good stretch. And most of the time, this is before breakfast and after morning PT, they'll tell you, hey, get up, get cleaned up, get yourself in they'll tell you what the uniform of the day is, and then go get chow. You'll go get breakfast somewhere, and then you'll dig into whatever the remaining of the day is, a shoot or classes or whatever the case may be. And that's the norm. If you're back in Garrison, if you're back on base, that's kind of your schedule of your life. Wake up, PT, shower, clean up, eat breakfast, dig into the workday. That's kind of what it is. Today, that day, September 11th, was different. I got back. We all got back as a platoon. We're sitting there stretching out. And word came down, get up to your barracks room now. Okay. And turn on the news. Now we're really curious. Okay. Just a heads up, of all the orders I received in my 4 years in the Marines, go watch TV was really never one of them prior to this day. So ran upstairs. We all did. We all turned on the television. And I know you remember every single television was glued to New York City that day, glued to the World Trade Center. I tuned in after one tower had been hit. So we're watching. I know you remember this. We're watching live. I believe it was CNN. Actually, Paula Zahn, if I remember, who was really hot, by the way. Anyway, Paula Zahn on CNN. We're watching one of the towers. We're watching it sit there, smolder. And you were probably more updated than we were. Remember, we were out for a run. When we first turned it on and saw, we initially thought to ourselves, at least the six or seven of us in my room, in the barracks room I was in, we thought to ourselves, well, why do we have to stop stretching for this? Can I go shower? What? Okay, that's bad. I'm sad someone died, but we all thought accident. Now, maybe that was just us. Maybe you were more up to date, but everyone I was with thought, what kind of drunken idiot pilot flew into the daggone World Trade Center? How could you miss it? It's the World Trade Center. But we're having this discussion, and then we watched. And people who are too young will never understand what this was like. We watched live on the news as another passenger jet flew in and hit the second tower. And now we're angry. Okay, now we're very angry, but it's manageable. Okay, it's manageable. And we keep watching because both towers have been hit. Now both towers have this hole in them. They're smoking. And then they fell. And it's one of those moments I will obviously never forget. I know you'll never forget it. It's just one of those things that gets written on your memory forever. I remember sitting there, and I'm not a big crier. I know you're shocked to hear that. But I remember sitting there with tears of rage pouring down my face, wanting to kill somebody. And we were all in various forms of that state of, man, whoever did this is going to die. And it was just such a day that I'll never forget. And I woke up and I saw this headline about the Tribute Museum closing. And of course, if you read into it, it's closing because of COVID lockdowns. The museum relied on international tourism. And, well, it had 150,000 people show up to it in 2019, only 26,000 last year. So the money wasn't there, and now it's going away. You can't go there anymore. And I don't even know why I chose to open up the show with everything else going on today talking about this. It feels like we're forgetting everything we should remember in the country right now. Are we really at the point where 9/11 gets brushed aside now? Because that's what it feels like. It feels like every good and decent thing gets censored. It feels like every horrible thing we should cling to and remember, like 9/11, it seems like it's getting dismissed and erased. And every horrible thing, every evil, wrong, demonic thing, it's being held up. Yeah, Chris just held up a little bit. Yeah, the COVID response took away something else. And remember something. I want you to always remember this because I see so much revisionist history now that the CDC's editing guidelines, now that we have new, not so good information out there about the vaccines. Now that we have all this stuff out there, I want you to remember that coronavirus didn't close down the 9/11 Tribute Museum. Coronavirus didn't destroy the economy. Coronavirus didn't tear apart the relationship you have with your mother, brother, wife, daughter. Coronavirus didn't close a single school. Coronavirus didn't close a single small business. Coronavirus didn't increase drug use, alcohol, didn't increase spousal abuse, didn't increase teen suicide. Coronavirus did none of those things. The coronavirus response did all of those things. It was the coronavirus response, the one they told you you had no choice but to follow. We're all going to die. Go home, hide under your bed, put 10 masks on your face. Aiden, Jaden, and Braden can't go to school. The coronavirus response took so much, and it continues to take. And I don't know why that was on my art so much, but I just, man, we even lost the 9/11 Tribute Museum in New York. Freaking disgrace. All right, we've got more. We have information. Speaking of COVID, the White House doctor has some things to say. We're going to talk about that in a second. We'll get to New York public schools, Minneapolis Teachers Union, and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Buckle up. We're going to have fun tonight. And yes, Chris, there's going to be an email roundup. Yes, there is, Chris. It's going to be huge. You know what? I'm going to do like two or three next segment just to spite you, Chris. Just to spite you. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
What goes up? It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you are not going to believe what the FBI did in Michigan. I'm going to bring that up about, give me 10 minutes and I have a couple of things I need to get to first, and I'll get to New York public schools after that. Why are American communists further left than even most of the international communists? We'll discuss that. We'll discuss open systemic racism against white people. Apparently that's now a thing, and more still on the Jesse Kelly Show. But Chris is busy trying to spite me and doubt me, and we were talking about COVID stuff. So I thought I should read this email because I've been accused in the past, which I think is ridiculous, of being harsh, direct, maybe rude even, which that is ridiculous. Nobody's more polite than me, but these accusations have been out there. So I thought maybe I should be extra nice for a change. This email says, I need help. I am guilt-ridden. In 2020, I was on the leadership team for a convenience store chain. Early on, we thought if people got the jab, we could get back to normal and our business would rebound. I had concerns about the jab, but I got it. It's not why I have guilt. I have guilt because ultimately the reason I got the jab was it was required for a 10-day Arctic hiking and rafting trip. I thought about walking away from the trip, but didn't. The trip was outstanding, but I feel slimy. Since your show is my new religion, and I'm looking to the high priest to help absolving myself of this sin, can I do a few Hail Jessies or a 10-mile ruck? Love the show. Keep up the good fight. I have explained this before, and I will explain this again. The bitterness I have for the early caving to the COVID insanity, and remember now, the CDC itself is acknowledging its insanity. The CDC is acknowledging its insanity. I mean, look, this right here is a tacit admission from the White House advisor, Dr. Jha. Yeah, we were wrong about everything.
There's a really new way of thinking about who is going to get infected. We used to spend a lot of time talking about 6 feet of distance, 15.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, I'm going to have to pause this a couple of times. A new way of thinking? That's so weird. I guess you must be talking about for yourself, because that's the same way of thinking I've had for 2 years. And he already went into, we used to talk about standing 6 feet away. I remember saying, that sounds like something a toddler would come up with. And when I go to America's medical experts, I expect some actual solutions that go beyond stand 6 feet away from everybody. I expect more solutions than stickers on the floor of the grocery store. Okay. Anyway, he goes on.
Minutes of being together. You know, we realize that's actually not the right way to think about this. That's not the most.
I'll let him finish later on. They're all admitting now they were wrong about everything. But I please understand my bitterness, my everlasting bitterness towards people who caved on this stuff is not reserved for the regular citizen. It is reserved for doctors, politicians. Most of my anger, honestly, is for the pundits and politicians on the right who caved to the initial narrative. And I need to explain why. I am a horrible human being. You know this. I fully admit this. I don't have an important job. I admit that too. I talk on the radio for a living. It's really not important. Okay, what you do is important. I also do acknowledge, I'm not naive, it's a gigantic platform to be given. A gigantic platform. And even though it's completely undeserving, I understand that I do have influence over a lot of people. I have an extra responsibility that the average citizen doesn't have because of the influence I have over so many people. I'm very similar to Spider-Man. You know how Spider-Man... What, Chris? You know how Spider-Man was told with great power comes great responsibility? What, Chris? It's me, Spidey Jesse. And I understand that I do. In all seriousness, I know that I do. So I blame the pundits and politicians on the right, and I always have and always will, for caving to the early panic and helping form this gigantic narrative avalanche that flooded the average citizen. If the average citizen was overwhelmed by the unending amount of information telling them, we're all going to die, dude, give yourself some grace. You were told we were all going to die. You were going to kill grandma. Millions will die. Kids will die. Mom will die. Everyone's about to die. Please wear a mask. Go home. Hide. Watch Netflix. Aiden can't go to school. Oh, my goodness. There's a miracle vaccine. If you get it, you won't get COVID. Oh, wait. That turned out to be a lie. All right. You'll get it, but you won't spread it. Oh, crap. That was a lie, too. Anyway, get the vaccine. Look. The propaganda arm is so insidious and so pervasive in this country. If you initially fell for that early on, there's no judgment here, man. Give yourself some grace. My scorn is reserved for radio hosts, TV hosts, and writers on the right and politicians on the right who went along with the communist narrative and pushed that stuff onto you. Dude, if you got it and regret it, if you did things early on and you regret it, stand in line. We all have regrets. Anyway, I'll let the guy finish. Here's the new COVID advisor admitting us conspiracy theorists were right all along.
There's a really new way of thinking about who is going to get infected. We used to spend a lot of time talking about 6 feet of distance, 15 minutes of being together. You know, we realized that's actually not the right way to.
Sorry, quick pause. Chris actually brought up a good point, which is very rare. He talks about these things the way people were thinking, and he's so dismissive. Hey, we've kind of changed all that. How many people listening to the sound of my voice lost their job because of that way of thinking? That's not a small thing you get to just do. You need to do more than that.
Think about this. That's not the kind of the most accurate way to think about this. What we know about this virus, particularly these very contagious subvariants that are out there right now, is it's really about the quality of air you're breathing around you. In a crowded indoor space with poor ventilation, you can get infected within minutes. If you're outdoors, with obviously by definition good ventilation, you can be outside for long periods of time and not get infected. So context matters, crowds matter, ventilation matters. That is a major new update in the CDC guidance.
A new update? Why? Why are all the smartest people in the United States of America, why are all the experts, why are they always behind you? You ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered why you're right about everything right away and then it takes sometimes years for all those Harvard-educated people to come around and figure out you were the correct one all the time? You know what? We'll talk about that next. And as a great example of that, we're going to get into New York City public schools and what the FBI did. Hang on.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. One has to appreciate this New Yorker when he's asked to grade Joe Biden's performance.
Oh, I don't think there's a grade low enough to give him the bottom grade.
That's such a great answer. Whatever's on the bottom, whatever the lowest one is, that's what I think. All right, now, why are all the smartest people in our society the dumbest people in our society? That's a significant problem, by the way. And people have written about this. They've examined this, and I really genuinely mean that. We tend to, and look, I'm probably guilty of this too, and I hate college. I can't stand it. But we tend to assign a certain level of intelligence to somebody the second we hear, hey, man, I graduated from NYU. Oh, wow, he must be so smart. The chances are he's unbelievably stupid. The chances are if you wanted a more accurate opinion on the news of the day, you should walk out of NYU, walk across the street, shoulder tap the guy who's got a jackhammer in his hands and say, hey, man, I just wanted to know what you think about this. And that, look, I'm not trying to just prove a point that that's accurate. That guy's going to be more accurate than the person who graduated NYU. But why? Well, here's why. Why are American communists further left than even European communists now? Why are all of our experts stupid now? Well, I actually have a great example. Headline: New York City public schools are keeping most of the COVID protocols. Now, I want you to just pause for a moment. I want you to walk through this with me. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, walk through this with me. Okay, so even full-blown quasi-socialist European countries, they have dumped all this stuff. They've dumped virtually every COVID measure for children. Places from Denmark to Thailand and everyone in between, they will not jab their children. But America won't. So wait a minute. We're further left and dumber than everyone else in the world. New York City is actually more communist than most of the countries on the planet, this side of, you know, China. How's that possible? How does that happen? Well, here's how it's possible. We have allowed anti-Americanism to institutionalize itself in the country. You see, you can have a free country where people are allowed to believe what they want to believe and practice the faith they want to practice and believe whatever they want politically. That's fine. That's how you have a free country. But we have this total misconception on freedom here in America. We think freedom means anyone can believe anything they want and push anything they want from whatever position they want. We allowed the people who hate America to take over all of our institutions. It would be fine if we had legions of communists on the street corners. That's fine. You hold your nose, you walk by them, you move on. That we have legions of communists within the Food and Drug Administration and Center for Disease Control and FBI and Hollywood, that now has become a problem that is borderline insurmountable. Why are they all dumb, or at least appear dumb? Because we have allowed the takeover of our institutions by communists, by people who actually hate the institutions themselves. That's how suicidal the idea of freedom has become in the United States of America. You understand that a nation that really wanted to be free would do things that don't sound like freedom at all? I mean, you do understand if you wanted to maintain a free country that communists should not be allowed employment in any form in any level of government. In fact, any level of collectivists. If you apply down at the New York City Waste Department, we needed to go around and pick up garbage. You should have your entire background looked into, your social media looked into, and if you subscribe to any collectivist notions whatsoever, you should be barred employment from any level of government. Oh, I'm sorry, does that offend you? Well, we didn't do that, and look where we are. You do understand that you, let's say you're a manager, you're a business owner, right now, I know there can be difficulties with the law, so I want you to stay within the law when you do this. You understand you should be very, very, very selective with who you hire and don't hire, right? Look, you make the choice you want to make, but you do understand that a truly free society that wants to remain free would treat communists as a terrorist insurgency. That's how they should be treated. They should be barred from employment, especially with government. These people should be ostracized from society. But we didn't do that. We decided to practice this live and let live, guys, thing. And now the heads of our institutions hate the country itself, and they are working as hard as they possibly can to bring the country to its knees. Today, Joe Biden signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act, which even half the media is making fun of them for calling it that. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. I want you to listen to these people. This is the Energy Secretary Granholm. I want you to listen to the people we have allowed in the highest levels of our government.
There are three independent studies, though, that show it's actually going to have a minimal effect on inflation, and that many parts of the bill obviously don't even take effect until next year, some years later than that. So what specifically will this bill do to lower costs right now?
Oh, this first of all, immediately, people will be able to lower the fuel costs in their home. There's a 30% tax credit that you can claim in 2022 for installing energy efficient windows, heat pumps, energy efficient appliances. That is right away.
They're claiming an anti-inflation bill is anti-inflation because they're giving you a tax credit for buying hippy-dippy green energy crap for your house. Now, obviously, that's laughable and it's aggravating, whatever it is, but it does show you what we have now. It's not just that the communists have taken over the institutions. It's that they've taken over the institutions and they feel so completely comfortable spitting in your face over and over and over again. And how are our experts so far behind? Well, maybe it's time to start having frank conversations about who we consider an expert. Who credentials the experts? Maybe that's the question we should be asking. Maybe from now on, when somebody says, I went to Yale, I have 19 PhDs from Johns Hopkins, maybe you should say, oh gosh, this guy's probably an idiot. Maybe that should be your automatic assumption. Not because he was always an idiot, but he spent years being trained by idiots who would only eventually credential him if he also joined their idiot crowd. That's how the experts are so behind you every single time. All right. The FBI, woo-wee, you thought it was bad before. Giddy up. It's about to get worse when I tell you what they just did in Michigan. Before I do that, I want you to take care of your feet. Remember, you need them. You need your feet a lot more than you need your hands. Right now, MyPillow has a deal for you. You already know about their My Slippers, about the technology on the My Slippers. You can wear year-round, inside, outside. You know that. You understand they have the slippers that have the opening in the heel. They also have the moccasin slippers. That's what I have. I have the tan moccasin ones. Oh, my gosh. They have sandals of every kind, and right now they have a sale for you as low as $29.98. You can go take care of your feet. $29.98. That is absurd. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. Great gift, by the way, for somebody in your life if you have a birthday or something like that coming up. People always appreciate comfortable footwear. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
How do we handle it when the constitutions take over our institutions, or when the constitutions, when the communists take over our institutions? How should we handle that? What should we do? Well, first and foremost, you and me, we have an obligation to distrust every single thing we see. You see, right now, and I'm going to get to the newest stuff on the department, the Justice Department opposes the release of the affidavit justifying the FBI search. Essentially, they released the warrant. The warrant was so broad, everyone said, okay, well, this is very broad. You were looking for like 4 years worth of documents. That's not good enough. How did you justify that? And the Justice Department said, sorry, can't help you. National security. We can't tell you. National security. Okay. You have an obligation to not believe that until they prove you otherwise. You have an obligation whenever they finally produce whatever dastardly piece of evidence, and they will, by the way, they'll come up with some horrible sounding piece of evidence. You have an obligation to believe either A, they're lying about what it is, or B, they planted it in there. Remember, they kicked out Donald Trump's attorney. They kicked his attorney out. Okay. Now, maybe that sounds extreme. I mean, my goodness, you don't want me to believe the FBI? That sounds extreme. Okay. Maybe that's what you're thinking. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to listen very closely. You do remember, we've talked about it a lot on the show, so I'm not going to go over the whole thing. You remember the plot to assassinate and kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, right? Came out October, miraculously. It's so crazy. It came out October of 2020 is when this case got publicized. All over the news, made the right-wingers look like a bunch of violent kooks. So weird, the timing of all that's crazy. Anyway, Gretchen Whitmer, she was the horrific lockdown governor of Michigan. Remember, the two worst governors in the United States of America during COVID were Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they got a bunch of agents and their informants. They found some down on their luck right-wing lunatics who were, one guy was living in the basement of a vacuum sales office. I'm not even making that up. They just decided to scrape the bottom of the barrel and whip these guys up into a frenzy to form the plot. Remember, the FBI organized, paid for, did everything when it comes to this plot to assassinate and kidnap the governor. But wait, it's actually much, much, much worse than that. Pause really quickly. Do you remember January 6th and how I've openly said several times on the show this was a federal operation, the January 6th raid of the Capitol, that they had federal agents and federal informants there making sure everyone was instigated to go into the Capitol? I've said that several times. Look, if you don't believe me, go watch my buddy Nick Searcy's movie Capital Punishment. Lays it out very, very clearly. That's a fact. No. Okay. Well, what else would the FBI do? Maybe you remember, but you probably don't because there was so many news stories. During all this Michigan stuff, the FBI, they decided they were going to make sure the right wing looked as insane and violent as possible as part of their effort to concoct a kidnapping and assassination plot. Well, so what did they do? They told the state police of Michigan to step aside. This is from the trial. This is not my opinion. This is you can go look article after article after article today. They told the state police of Michigan to step aside so the armed protesters could enter the Capitol. The Federal Bureau of Investigation was so interested in setting up right-wingers to look like violent domestic terrorists, they made sure a bunch of armed people outside of the Michigan Capitol went inside of the Capitol. Are you frightened yet? Are you freaked out yet at what's happening in your country? Oh, if you're not, you will be when I get done reading this. Do you know how many domestic terror incidents they were investigating at the FBI in 2020? A little over 1,000. You know how many they're investigating now? 2,700. The number has more than doubled in 2 years. Why? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Because we now have whistleblower after whistleblower after whistleblower, and we'll get to that in just a little bit, coming forward explaining that inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they are making their agents come up with domestic terrorism plots. That means, hello, Bob? Yes, this is Special Agent in Charge Doofus. Bob, I don't have enough domestic terror plots from you yet. You better up your domestic terror quota, Bob. Hey, these right-wingers are crazy, Bob. Didn't you see a Gadsden flag out there? Isn't there an American flag floating around you can go investigate? Bob, I think there's a scared school board parent out there who needs to get taken down with the dawn raid by the FBI. You should be very, very worried about what is happening at the Federal Bureau of Investigation right now. And I do mean extremely worried.
14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on, the political nature now of the Justice Department. God bless them for doing it, coming and talking to us about the school board issue, about a whole host of issues. I mean, it's becoming a well-worn trail of agents who say, this has got to stop.
You better be freaked out. All right, email roundup night. Jesse, listening to the Monday intro, and I just wanted to offer a positive story. My dime of a wife, he said maybe plus a penny or two, and I have three beautiful boys, and as our society came unglued here in New Orleans, we grew closer together. With every move the administrative state made, we felt more resolved and unified to resist. She can now field strip a Glock in the dark. She's a special gal. I love the show. It's okay to say my name if you read this on the air. His name is Clay. What have I told you about something that can get you through? It can help get you through this. Become more insular when it comes to yourself, your family, your community. You focus on getting better, getting stronger physically, getting safer. Worry about your food. Look, speaking of safer, do you have a hero gun yet? Does your wife have a hero gun? Does your husband? Do your children have them? Have they practiced with them? Remember, hero, when they send you a hero gun or a hero arrow, they send you the ability to practice with it as well. And you can buy extra practice stuff. Go to hero2020.com. It's a non-lethal gun. It's a supplement to the Glock I carry. Maybe you're not a gun guy or a gun girl. Maybe it's all you'll carry. Shoots pepper balls. The hero arrow shoots the pavo gel. But get these for someone you love and yourself. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply. That this is the path forward for all of us right now. I have changed my thinking in just a few years on what I want from my own sons, speaking of this email I just read. As of a couple years ago, I've always been of the same model my parents were in. Hey, when you graduate high school, get out of the house and go fly. And I'm not saying I'm against that. My sons may or may not. I now, if I ever get the money, I'm going to live on a compound, a big one with acreage, and my sons can come build homes on it and raise their families around me, and we will have ammo, and we will have fruits and vegetables, and we will have the ability to provide and protect each other. I am more insular now and growing more insular as time goes on. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect your neighbors. We are in some crazy times, and they're about to get crazier. We're about to have a desperate administration for 2 years. That's not good. All right, I'm gonna set all that aside. And boy, there was a word called systemic racism. It was thrown around a lot. I have a great example of it. Next.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.